parable of the lost sheep and the lost coin are parables that are addressed to the audience by Luke the storyteller as Pharisees and scribes who were complaining about Jesus' lifestyle and his welcoming of toll collectors, tax collectors, and sinners. The parables are about God's love and mercy for sinful human beings and of Jesus' steady ministry of engagement with those who did not observe the law, who were sinners, and his call for repentance and conversion. His call to repentance and conversion was not primarily about religious observance and following the law. It did not exclude that, but that was not the primary focus of his call for conversion. His call for conversion was focused on turning our heads around and focusing exclusively on God's kingdom and on the characteristics of that government in the world. And that also meant then the conversion of the heart and of attitudes in regard to various people in the world, and particularly those who were regarded as those who were despised and condemned by the righteous people of the world. This parable, the first parable, the parable of the lost sheep, is addressed to people who knew about shepherding and about herding, taking care of sheep. Sheep are uniquely stupid animals who have very little brains and are totally dependent on a shepherd to take care of them. And so when a sheep gets lost, one of the things that happens is it's a life and death matter. They can't save themselves. They can't find their way back. They have no intelligence, no sense of location. They're, you know, nowhere near as smart as dogs or a lot of animals. They're just, they're really dumb. So they're an excellent analogy, metaphor for human beings who are frequently of that same character. That is, they get lost and they simply have no way of getting back to health, to wholeness. This is particularly true in relation to the epidemic of addiction that is present in the world now. But it's about addiction to all sorts of things. You know, alcohol is our number one addiction. Addictions to drugs, to sex, to food, to all sorts of things that are destructive to people, to gambling. These are addictions that people seem to be powerless to do anything about once they are caught. So this parable is about God's initiative in seeking the lost, seeking those who have lost their way and who are trapped in a syndrome of dependence, of self-destructive behavior, of behavior that is destructive to other people. So the term sinners has lost its comprehensive meaning in our culture. It is not a term that can widely be used, but it is descriptive of the human situation. This parable is about, then, the character of God as one who seeks the one who is lost. So it's like a shepherd who has 100 sheep and one gets lost. So in this parable, he leaves the 99 in the wilderness and goes after the one who is lost. So he's willing to take the risk of losing others for the sake of this one who is lost. In Luke's version of this parable, when he finds the parable, he picks it up and puts it on his shoulders. And so this is this is a parable of strength. It is not easy to pick up a sheep and put it on your shoulders. They, especially a full-grown sheep, is a a hefty animal. So this is a gesture of great strength and of joy. So in the telling of this story, it needs to be done with real gusto. And then when he gets home, he calls all his friends and neighbors to rejoice. The parable is significantly about the rejoicing. And the rejoicing here that is described in the parable is probably over the top in relation to what actually happened when a shepherd found a sheep. He wouldn't go home and, you know, call the entire town and have this huge celebration just because he found one sheep. But that is typical of Jesus' parables. They are all characterized by some form of either hyperbole or reversal of expectations. And this is the hyperbole of this parable, is the extent of joy that is expressed and experienced in the telling of this parable. So that's what one wants to do in the telling of the parable, is to make the celebration really, really big, way over the top. You can't over-exaggerate the joy that is present here. So this is not just over the sinner who is found, but also is over the sinner who repents, who changes his ways. And it's a recommendation of a lifestyle. So I thought of this last week. A friend, a person who I've known, not well, but who's done work at my house, and who I've gotten to know and, you know, have liked, told me that he had been out of work for a while because he had gone into rehab and had not had a drink for 3 months, and that this was a day-by-day matter. And I came close to going over the top in celebration of what it was that he had done. I should have remembered this parable and, you know, made an even bigger deal of it than I did. But I made a big deal of it. And I know that part of that was that I learned that from this parable. So that's what this is about. This is about rejoicing and of being part of the life of those who are caught. The story of the lost coin has the same spirit, but is a different frame of identification. The shepherd is moderately rich. You know, 100 sheep, you know, wasn't the possessions of a rich man, but it was also not a poor man. He had some significant assets. The woman has only 10 silver coins. And in order to protect them, usually, they would wear them on their headdresses. In this parable, she is not named as a widow, so it may be that she had a husband, but clearly was poor, lived in a house without windows. And so when a coin was lost in the house, the reason why she had to light a candle was that there was no light in the house. And so on the dirt floor, then, you'd get an evergreen or something and would sweep the floor, because the coin that would fall on the floor might be covered by the dirt. And so you'd have to, you know, brush the floor in order to uncover the coin that in the falling may have been covered by the dirt. You know, the losing of a coin like this for a poor woman was an absolute tragedy and was then the source of enormous anxiety and panic. And so the finding of the coin was then an occasion for great joy. So in both instances, the end of this parable is the shepherd, the woman, yelling for all the people in the town to come and celebrate. So the sound structure of both of these parables is moving from loss and panic and anxiety to great joy. And it's a big crescendo that goes from quiet to as loud as you can make it, and as joyous and triumphant and victorious. victorious as possible. That's the spirit of this parable. And that's the spirit of the kingdom of God. That's the spirit of God, is that kind of joy. So that's what I would hear in this and would recommend as both the spirit of the telling of the story